Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, people. This is our This and That with your girl Tasha and myself. As always, we are presenting you colorful topics, good conversation, and as always, at the end of the show, you will leave with a positive message. How you doing tonight, partner? Are you ready to get the show started?
No, I am so ready to get our show cracking. I'm so excited. Hey, Artist Connection folks. How are you?
Hey, how's everybody? First of all, how are you, partner?
Oh my gosh, excited. Just a lot to talk about. Can't wait to hear what's going on with you. So much new is happening in our lives. It's a good time right now.
It's a very good time. It's a good time to be alive, right? It's a good time to be us. That's
amen.
What I always say.
Amen.
Tell yourself that every day. It's a good day to be me. You know, putting that on your own person, and it just be awesome. But I think we should probably start right off. You know, we have a 30-minute show, and we have a lot to cover, especially you. So I'm gonna let you start with hot topic. So yeah, let's just get it.
Let's get it. Before I even get started, there are certain things in this actual report that I was coming up with and stories that I need to be reported. The issue is that I have so much detail, especially related to this R. Kelly thing. Let's just be real. The R. Kelly thing is a lot and a hot mess. So I want to start you guys off with a moment. moment that is not about R. Kelly, because I just feel that's too deep right now. Let's jump into, is Lisa Ray getting married on a TV show called, I'm sorry, not getting married, she's proposed to on a show called The Proposal. It's a 45-minute show. After commercials, you know, and the man proposes to the woman. According to Lisa Ray, she went on right from news, okay? According to Lisa Ray, she's been on all these dating sites, and she's tried to date every basketball player. Not every. I'm not trying to make her, you know, put out her business, but I'm saying she's dated in the dating pool in celebrity quite a while, and she's just looking for love, and found it on a 45-minute show called The Proposal. And it's actually walking around, sporting her wedding ring and all this stuff. And I just wanted to know, I'm not going to give, you know, too much of an opinion right now, because I don't know, at 50, I just can't judge. I'm done judging. So question to you guys, a 50-year-old woman, 30-year-old daughter gets proposed to in 45 minutes, accepts a proposal, thoughts. What are your thoughts?
Right. Leave it in the comment section. We're looking. Now, okay, so we're talking about Lisa Ray, the Players Club. Lisa Ray, Brad's sister.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't even know that about her. I didn't know that.
Right, and I should have said that Lisa from the Players Club. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. You can look up any picture of her. Sister don't have a bad side. She don't have a crack or a wrinkle. You know, she's really a gorgeous woman. And now I just have to ask a question, because if you have followed her career past the Players Club, she has made no bones about the fact that she is not a quote-unquote gold digger. She says she's a platinum digger. She said that many times. She wants that money and all that stuff. She's made it very clear. So do you guys think that that influenced that in any type of way, or do you guys just think that it's art out here? I don't know. That's my
right. Leave
my
your comment. Yeah,
I want to know what you guys think, because I just, you know, I'll be 42 in January, and I'm just at this place where I'm more of an observer now. I'm really trying to observe life and see how people do. You know, I'm not trying to slam everybody. So we got more news with the marriage of Faith Evans, Biggie's widow, and Stevie J, Creep Squad, Stevie J from Love and Hip Hop with Jocelyn. They got married in Vegas and have been, and that was a quickie wedding. Nobody even knew really that they were a couple, seriously. And they've been according to them, they've been sex buddies forever, and they decided to make it official. Whatever that official.
And I've seen something on the Breakfast Club. Okay, so what's her name? Kylie. Oh, I'm so bad with names. She was on one of the Love and Hip Hop shows. She was on the Breakfast Club the other day, and I was very positively surprised. She's very intelligent, actually, that lady. Carly, something. Yes, very positive, very, very sweet lady. And she said that, you know, she's friends with Stevie J, of course, and, you know, they text each other and stuff. And she said something about congratulations. She heard about the marriage, and he texts back, I'm happy. And apparently, as weird as it sounds, you know, them two together, because I would have never pictured Faith and Stevie J, it's weird, but apparently they have some deep-rooted past and been friends for a long time, off and on, even sex partners. So, you know, why not? Why not?
And that's what I was also, saying. They definitely would have to have, you know, a friendship to even maintain some sort of sexual, you know, you still got to be cool. You don't have to be, but thank God they are. But my question with that is, he did propose to Jocelyn not even 2 weeks before that. So I'm just saying, it depends on what she's looking for out of Stevie J. To see, you know, because some women are just like, hey, do your thing. I'm just looking for companionship. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? You know, we still want, you know, whatever. But, you know, some women are like, I'm not really wanting you to be faithful. I'm just looking for companionship. So it just depends on what she's after, you know, that determines the longevity of their relationship. But because just honestly, I really don't see him being very faithful. But that's just based on patterns. And I tell you guys, I don't watch people's actions or what they say, their words, but I do trust your history and your patterns of what you've done before. And track record, not so great. That's all I'm going to say. You know?
And I'm sure that she knows all that. I'm sure she's aware of that. But, who knows, right?
Exactly. Right. And that's the thing. And, one of my favorite movies, which is Lackawanna Blues, they say a man and a woman have an understanding that only a man and a woman will understand. So that's their thing, you know.
Right.
So you never can judge a relationship. Right. You never know. Yeah. So that's the only thing.
But, like, if I was her, the only thing that would probably worry me would be that whole Jocelyn mess. Like, I don't know if I would want to be a part of that.
Well, I'll tell you what will worry me, that $1 million in child support that he allegedly owes to the, to the mothers. That would bother me a little bit. But I think Faith would definitely have the money, but does she want to pay his and acquire his debt? I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so on the shallow side, you know what they say about him, right?
Oh, yeah. and that is why she locked that down. That's why.
I just can't take him serious. The whole rabbit face and that smile, that turkey. I just can't take him serious. He's just funny to me.
You know, I just see him with a top hat on with the cane, and I just think he's entertaining everybody. He's for everybody. I don't see this being her. You know what I mean? Yes, he's her husband by law and all this. I just don't see Stevie J changing that much, y'all. I'm telling you, if we are nobodies, but if we inbox him tonight, I don't think Stevie J passes up anything. <Just saying. laughs> I don't see it. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. But, you know, but I probably wish all these couples the best. The best.
Yes, wishing them the best. Wishing them the best. Love and happiness. Love, peace, and happiness. Yes. That's all.
Yes, always. So that is news for you guys. And, of course, we'll be getting a little bit deeper into celebrity. I just want to make sure, you know, everybody who's not stopping by and just checking to see what we are. You know, I got to wait before we get real deep. How are we going to get real deep into Kelly stuff? Later, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's so much. It's like, where do you start, you know? Where do you start with that? And I don't even want to say conflicting. It's disturbing. to say the least.
Oh my God.
Like, it's disturbing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And disappointing and painful at the same time. I mean, my generation, we all adored, you know, R. Kelly. I mean, he's part of our youth. You know what I'm saying?
He is our soundtrack, you know, to a lot of us. And, you know, our kids and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, made for him. You know what I mean? Like, come on, it's R. Kelly. You know when you put on R. Kelly, you know, you can't anymore. But back in the day, you know, that's what you did. And I just look at it like, A, what a loss, B, what a sick individual. And C, we're going to get all into that. But, partner, you have some great stuff that you want to share with everybody. So I want to just give you this time and let's roll. Let's roll.
Well, I have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
I still like his music. I can't help it.
Oh,
I know, but I do.
I
love his music.
I do too. And you guys know, like, okay, that's what happens. You know what I mean? With men of power,
hey,
or influence.
I have a question. I have a question in that department. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yes.
He produced, I don't know how many movies, right? I mean, hundreds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to stop watching these movies?
And that's what I'm going to get into. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Yes, we're going to get into all of that because, honestly, definitively, I feel like the damage to Harvey Weinstein has been done, but also he's made his money. It's kind of like Bill Cosby. He's made his money. He's lived great. And now he's old and we're going to catch him. R. Kelly is, you know, made his legacy and lived very well as well. He is nowhere near, I don't think, the ages of those guys. But at the same time, like, he's in his 50s or maybe 50. But the difference is that this is actively, you know, are we going to listen because it does pay into him being able to do what he's done in the past, which is threaten these women, hold things over their head that, honestly, they weren't even of consent to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's such a psychological game with him. I just get a little nervous. And I love his music, too. And I'm guilty, guys. I'm not sitting over here just like, oh, my God, I'm done. It's hard for me not to listen to, you know, the old stuff. I really don't care about the new stuff. And I tell people don't listen to, you know, I'm not saying, like, don't listen to, you know, I don't want to support this new song because I know what it's about. You know what I mean? It is just like, and here we are. But since we're here, okay, it's just like the pimp or someone who has kept a woman captive in a long time and victimized people for a long time, and then they always come with something shiny and new. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, and then we just kind of like, yeah. But he is the Pied Piper. That's what he called himself, you guys. So let's just pay attention to that story.
I mean, may the dead people rest, but I mean, Rick James, they enslaved, right? Him and his wife. I'm just saying, like, anyway, let's get off of this for a minute. I want to tell your listeners about the beautiful chakra plate bracelets that I make, all handmade, lava beads and the seven chakras, good positive energy bracelets. I make them. I sell them. You can go on my Instagram, excuse me, Tamalisa Carmen, on Facebook, Tamalisa Carmen. I have a variety of photos, and I make personalized bracelets as well. So if you come to me and you say, hey, I want a bracelet for good energy, for love, success, creativity, I got it all. And anybody that is not familiar with the seven chakras, I mean, you can just simply Google it. But Chakra Stones is about your seven chakras, your energy center that is along your spine. And there are seven main chakras known as the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, heart, throat, your third eye, and crown chakras. And analyzing what is happening with your chakra is a powerful way to tune into your mind, body, and spirit. So having that said, to wear those, you know, you kind of connect with all of that. So that's a beautiful thing, right? And, you know, it's all positive energy, balance, especially the lava beads, stones. and I directly purchased them from India, from China. Like, I go to the source. And so, yeah. So if you're interested, you know, email me, TamalisaCarmen@Hotmail. Check me out on IG and Facebook, you know. I got you. And I'm very price worthy, the $10 a bracelet. That's not bad at all. And so, yeah, of course, minus the the shipping is not included, but it's like an extra $5. But, yeah, so that's what I do because, you know, I'm this guru and I'm into all types of spiritual things. And so that is just kind of like a part of who I am, actually. So, you know, I just kind of want to put that out there. So
yes,
if you know anybody who needs good energy, let me know. I got you.
Definitely. And I was going to say, they're beautiful, you guys. They are really beautiful. I just didn't want to cut you off. You guys have to see them. Definitely check her out on Instagram. That's where I first saw them. And I just was, you know, but you've been spreading that good stuff, that love yourself, that good light, take care of yourself, and the third eye and the meditation for years.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you been meditating?
Since I was 16. I was 16 when I started.
Gosh. And you have manifested a beautiful life for yourself. You have beautiful family, beautiful, you know, just, and you guys definitely support partner and make sure you guys send her love because she sends and gives so much out. I've really never honestly met a more positive person, seriously, that is can maintain it and she knows how to stay, you know, connected to what she loves. She, you know, that's what I love about you. You really don't change. And there's so many people that are like a leaf and you can't depend on them. And so if you guys need some good roots, just connect with her because she was an amazing root for me. And I'm going to be done because I've been running my mouth. Go ahead.
No, partner. No, look, I'm enjoying you embracing me. I just wanted to say, thank you for that. I don't change, I evolve, you know, and there's a big difference. Like, you know, the root of who I am is who I am, but I evolve. You know, we all should evolve, and I'm hungry for more knowledge. You know, I'm conscious aware, and I'm just like on a very positive journey, which doesn't mean that I don't have negative thoughts, that I don't feel moody, you know, yucky. Sometimes like I said so many times before, I just know now how to better channel it. And I take the negative, I take it with the positive, and what I do with the negative, I look at it as an indicator that I might not be in alignment. So when I'm negative, then I just, you know, go right back into alignment, baby steps, you know, and just, you know, think of good things and try to laugh, because laugh is so healthy. Laughter is so healthy. So many health benefits.
Yeah,
and so I do that. You know, I'm sorry?
And that's my favorite. Laughter is my absolute favorite thing to do. So I you're right on track with that. You got to have it in your life, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's
all I really wanted to talk about tonight was my bracelet, my little bracelet business, because it's really positive. And so go out there and support yourself and support me.
support, definitely. And you guys, you know, say hey, say you love the show, say you know what I mean, talk to us, communicate with us. We're definitely going to be a lot more active social media wise coming up. We've been doing this show for a very long time, kind of, you know, in our own pace and underground. We're going to keep it rolling. We're just going to be a little bit more touchable for you guys. So this next segment, I have a very special, like, there's not even enough words or special things that can happen. I have a message directly from Mr. Stevie Wonder himself, guys.
Aww.
And I was just like, I went to go see Stevie Wonder. He was at Park Theater in Las Vegas, and I had nosebleed seats. I'm not even going to lie. But he managed to bring this whole arena into his space, you guys, and he performed all of his classics, of course, and well, not all, because he has like millions, but you know what I mean. But all the hits you wanted to hear, he gave you all that and then some. And then he like turned the lights low, and he had this machine that I don't even know what it is, but he began to play it, and I wish I knew what it was. I have it on video, so I will probably post that on our Artist Connection page, that video. He is just playing this instrument, and he's singing Imagine by John Lennon. And you know, that song is very deep, and that song is very ahead of its time. And this is what he was saying. He told everybody to get out there and vote because he's tired of the BS. He said in November, make sure y'all registered. If you're not registered, vote. You know, and this is for the primaries in your district, and so look up all that stuff. He wants us definitely to be conscious about our votes, okay? And then he also said the most beautiful message is he said music connects us. And music brings us together. And I don't care who the person is, anybody that's speaking of diversiveness, that is wrong. We should be coming together, not further apart. And I think that goes beyond words. So that's Stevie's message, y'all. That's what he wanted to deliver. And I thought it was amazing. My kids were they were in awe and crying. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Wow, he's such a beautiful soul. I mean, I love Stevie Wonder. I grew up around his music. My family listened to him. And, awesome.
Yes.
Nothing but love.
I just wanted to tell you guys. Right, and I just want to tell you, this is how powerful it is. I went to a hair. It was one of those last-minute decisions. I had to get a hair tie for my hair in the front. And I was like, oh my God, my last one broke. So I ran into this random beauty supply, and it was owned by a Korean man and his wife. And I've known them for, when I tell you guys, since my kids were little kids, years, okay? And they are super sweet, and they always say hi and stuff like that. And so I told him I was going to go see Stevie. And he starts singing the words to Part-Time Lover, word for word.
Word for word.
I was like, wow, that is the impact. Guys, that is the impact when you do, and it's good stuff. It's like good, you know. It's awesome. Yeah, that was awesome.
Let me tell you, he touched me deep in my soul when I was a little child. My mom had this album, and I don't know what the album is called back then, but the song Isn't She Lovely was so hypnotizing to me. I remember I might have been 6 years old or something, and I sat in front of my mama's speaker in the living room, and she had to repeatedly put that song on. Back then you had record players. I just listened to that song all the time. I wanted to listen to the song Isn't She Lovely. And it's so crazy because, you know, I did not grow up around my biological dad, so I always imagined that was my dad singing to me, you know.
And that is the powerful part. And when he performed that song and My Sharia Moore and Golden Lady, those songs, when he performed those, I'm not sure if he performed Golden Lady. I don't think he did. Oh, Isn't She Lovely and Knock Me Off My Feet and My Sharia Moore. He did those three. And which are some of the most beautiful songs that he has.
Ever.
He brought everybody in. And I'm someone, too, that was disconnected from my dad. And it feels, you do feel like you're that little baby that he's singing about, kind of like cooing in the back of, you know, the song and stuff. You do feel that love and that father parental part. And so, you know, leading from the light kind of into the dark. And that's why it's so important that we really, really make a decision when it comes to people who do mislead a lot of people, because just like we look up to him and we love him, and I know R. Kelly makes completely different music and instructions, but there's people who look up to him to be that when they go in there and they think that they're going in there with a genius. They are honestly going in there with a genius, but unfortunately not the best, and that gets them all jaded. I know even me, I've been jaded by celebrities, you know what I mean? And I have, because how you think they are on TV and stuff, And especially because I grew up so close to Hollywood and all that stuff, it's like how you think they are, a lot of them not. And Stevie, I don't know how he is off the stage. I'm not, you know, going into all that, but I tell you, he has done a great job of just being a great guy, you know what I mean? And a great man, you know, for so many. And I had to see him. He was on the bucket list, definitely. I had to see him, and yeah, it was really awesome. So I'll just say, and I really think before I go into all the R. Kelly garbage, I'll probably just leave it there. You know, you guys know basically what's been said, what's going on, because I really don't want to get into where we're getting into any legalities, because I don't know, you know, who's telling truth and who's not. And our show is not really for that. Yes, I do gossip and stuff, but I feel like this is real. This is people's lives. This is really dangerous, and I feel more comfortable keeping it in the light, you know.
Yes, yes, I agree. I really, yeah, this is a dark place. And, I mean, the only thing you can, I mean, you can give your opinion or whatever. I get that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about it even off the show and everything. But it's just like you said, it's real people behind that, you know, lives. Yes. And it's very touchy to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I want to, like, put my energy into that. That's very dark, you know what I mean?
It really is. And the deeper you dig into that scar, you know, there's kids. He has kids, you know, that you never know. And so I will just say that anybody, yes, we talk, we have fun, we laugh and stuff, but at the end of the day, we're never going to set out and hurt intentionally or unintentionally people's kids. So with that being said, we're going to move right along. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. So, and we have 5 more minutes into the show. Can you believe that?
Gosh, doesn't it go fast? Oh my gosh, it
goes
so fast.
You better spread some more news. Spill some more tea.
I gotta spread tea. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that I can tell y'all about Tokyo Toni. If y'all don't know who Tokyo Toni is, she is Blac Chyna's mom. And Blac Chyna, okay, first of all, let me just tell y'all, I feel so bad for Blac Chyna. I know these Instagram girls and everything like that, they start at the bottom and then they, you know, kind of twerk all over Instagram and all that. Like, I get that. But I do feel like, you know, wrong is wrong and right is right. Well, Tokyo Toni is her mom. And she, when I tell you guys ratchet, like, you could look up any video, picture, anything on this woman, and it's a hot mess. This woman really has mental problems, okay? But Blac Chyna has reached her limit, and the reason that I wanted to bring this to you guys is because I want you to know, no matter who is in your life that is toxic, I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, whoever it is, if they're toxic and they're hurting you, block that energy. And that's what Blac Chyna did when she came to get Tokyo Toni's car.
Oh, wow.
Tokyo Toni was out, and I guess she was, I don't know what she was doing, shopping, terrorizing the neighborhood. I don't know what she was doing, but she came back to the car. She had a cute little sport, little car. It wasn't like a really, you know, high-end car. It was like a Honda or something. And she came out, and she said, well, my car is gone. And I guess the people, what she did, she didn't repo it. What she did was, the car was there, I'm sorry, but she, there's a a system shutdown where she basically just turned her car completely off, just turned it off.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, it's like that. And then she, you know, but she's been cussing this girl out and airing out her friends and telling her, according to Blac Chyna, she says her grandmother primarily raised her, but she's like, I was your mom. And I did that. It's so bad. Tokyo Toni, I mean, I'm sorry, Blac Chyna's ex boyfriend, the one that's like 19 or something, because you know she kind of tips those teenager edges too, 19 years old, she was dating him, and him, his mom and Tokyo Toni used to strip together. This is how ratchet we're talking.
So Blac Chyna probably babysit him, huh? Maybe
yes,
Blac Chyna babysit him.
Which is weird.
Oh my god.
So,
this is awkward. This is disturbing. In so many ways, it's so wrong.
It is. And so, but you guys, I'm telling you, the video of her walking out, because the woman has, like, really bad teeth problems and stuff. Like, you can tell there's some problems, right? her face just, oh, my God. She's so reckless. And I have to admit, I do not purposely watch her, but when it's like tea that I have to bring you guys on Blac Chyna or something, then I have to talk about her. But I just feel like, kind of like, what's the other girl? Banks. Mm-hmm. The one she was just kicked out.
Azealia Banks.
Azealia Banks. I feel like there's something wrong there. And so I try to just, you know, move around it because there's really something wrong there. I try to stay away from it, but when it happens like this, I have to talk to, you know, talk to you guys about it and bring it to you. And I'll have a question for everybody. Are you muting R. Kelly right now? That's the first question. Number two, what toxic people have you ever blocked, you know, whether they were closer to you or have you ever blocked someone? And would you? That's my question. And that's how we're
Those are good questions.
Yeah,
those are very good questions because, hey, toxic people, you know, I mean, the word already says it, toxic people. So you are definitely getting sucked into that toxic energy and it brings you down all the way. So you actually, it's your God-given right to block people like that out of your life. And it might be painful, especially if it's your mother. But that's just too much, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, the whole R. Kelly, I think it's like 50-50 now because I see that he has gained a lot of supporters again since his last song. So I see a lot of mixed emotions now. It went from mute him to unmute. He's been done wrong. And so there's it's a lot of mixed opinions out there again, and it's kind of interesting in a sense to kind of just watch it unfold it all. But you know, social media now is different. It's so different than, you know, like what, 10 years ago. There's more people now aware of a lot more things. So you know, we just see, we'll see. But those are good questions that partner put out there. So you know, let us know in the comment section, in the chat room, Twitter, whatever, you know, tag us, let us know what you think. And we know we always have to end our show in a very, very positive note, right? And today's positive note is love yourself and be happy with yourself. And remember, when you're not happy, no matter where you go, because people sometimes say, if I do that, I'll be happy. If I go there, I'll be happy. If I move there, I'll be happy, right? Just always remember, you take yourself with you wherever you go. So wherever you go, guess what? You are right there because you can't escape from yourself. So you might as well learn to love yourself with all your might. And then wherever you are, you're going to be happy. And then you can make a move or do whatever, you know, because you are already happy. So just make sure that you are happy for where you at. So be willing to change yourself to become more than you are right now means you have to love yourself. So you glow differently, and that's a quote that I've posted in our PPV group, the positive, pure positive group, the biological belief of Dr. Bruce Lipton says, you glow differently when you are actually happy. And I cannot agree more. So just love yourself. That's my note for today or for tonight. Happiness is not out there. It is in you. And just take that and let it sink.
Love that. Thank y'all for listening, you guys. I got more tea next week or whenever we come back. Thank you.
Yeah, we will come back next Thursday. And, we're going to definitely have more tea, like always, more hot topics. And some interesting things that I want to share as well next week on the mind, body, and soul. And as always, thank you guys for checking in, for, you know, to the people in the chat room, you know, for always being as faithful as you have been over the years. And make sure you follow us on Artist Connection Facebook and also on Twitter at Real Radio Tunes. And we love you. On that note, good night.
Mm-hmm.